Reciting Tehillim. Once in the time of the holy Baal Shem Tov, it was decreed in heaven that a certain Jewish settlement should be destroyed, Rachmana Litzlan. The Baal Shem Tov called upon his friends, the hidden tzaddikim, Reb Mordechai and Reb Kohos, to join him to form a Beis Din and find a way to nullify the decree. The Beis Din convened, and the neshama of the Baal Shem Tov ascended to the heavenly worlds. There he saw that the decree had already been sealed and could not be annulled. However, as he passed through the heavenly spheres while descending back to the physical world, he saw a magnificent light created by the words of Tehillim that were being recited by a simple villager. This Yid will complete the entire Sefer Tehillim 5 times every day. But since he was quite ignorant, he sometimes said Tehillim in unclean places. Nevertheless, Hashem valued his Tehillim so much that a privileged share in Olam Haba awaited him. The Baal Shem Tov immediately traveled to see this man and asked him, "Would you be willing to sacrifice your share in Olam Haba in order to save an entire Jewish community?" The simple Yid responded, "If I have a share in Olam Haba, I am ready to forfeit it for such a cause." And the decree was annulled. And the Pasuk Yiyu L'Ratzon Imrei Fi, "May the words of my mouth find favor before you," the Medrash teaches that David HaMelech requested that his words of praise be written and engraved for all future generations. Furthermore, he asked Hashem that the recitation of Tehillim be considered just as worthy as the study of the most complex halachas of the Torah. The Friedrich Rebbe related, "When I was a little boy, I once wondered whether the malachim are able to calculate numbers. When I asked my father, he replied, 'That's a good question. But I am certain that Malach Michal counts all the Tehillim that one says, and with it he creates a chandelier that lights up above and below for that person and for his children.' Following this, my father would often ask me, 'How was your chandelier doing?'" The Rebbe explains that even when Tehillim is said without particular kavanas and at a quick pace, as many do on Shabbos Mevarchim, this nevertheless has a tremendous effect. In fact, in the Yehi Ratzon we asked that our reading be considered as if it came from the mouth of David HaMelech himself. The Friedrich Rebbe emphasized that the Kedusha of the words, even when they are not understood, is as precious in the eyes of Hashem as a carbon. One should learn the translation of the words, but not recite that instead of the original. About 650 years ago, in a village in Germany, there lived a simple pious Yid who was able to study Torah only at its simplest level. Every day, year after year, he would recite the entire Sefer Tehillim. Less than 30 days after he passed away, he appeared in a dream to a chacham from the nearby city of Worms. In the dream, he stood holding a little tehillim, and he cautioned the chacham, "Warn the people in my village to escape immediately to the surrounding towns. During my life, I protected them with my recitation of tehillim, but now they are in grave danger." Early the next morning, the Chacham sent a messenger with an urgent letter telling the villagers of the looming danger. The people heeded his words, and they were saved. The Baal Shem Tov would say that reciting the entire Sefer Tehillim is a skula for crushing any verdict on a person. The Tzemach Tzedek once told his Chassidim, "If only you knew the power of Psukim of Tehillim and their effect in heaven, you would recite them at all times. The Kapitlach of Tehillim break through all barriers as they soar aloft, higher and higher, uninterrupted. They prostrate themselves before the Master of the Universe, bringing results with kindness and mercy." The Friedrich Rebbe related how in all generations, whenever a decree was issued against Yidden, they would run to Shul to recite Tehillim. The Melamdim would recite Tehillim with their young Talmidim, for their breath is sinless. The Friedrich Rebbe added that the numerous Hamans in every generation are eliminated by the heartfelt Tehillim of a simple Yid, not by sword or spear, but only by a heartfelt kapitel of Tehillim. In the year Tafresh Gimel, the interior minister of Russia summoned the Tzemach Tzedek along with 3 other leaders representing the Yidden of Russia in order to pass new decrees upon the Yidden. When they arrived in Petersburg and heard of the Gzeira, they immediately ordered 3 kapitlach of Tehillim to be recited in all shuls and chadarim, kapitel Chof, Chof Beis, and Tzemach Tes. This required Mesiras Nefesh, for the Tsar was likely to punish them for supposedly assuming control over Russian citizens. Shortly after, that evil minister fell ill and died, and was replaced by a neutral minister who cancelled the decrees. In the year Tafresh Mem Beis, which became known as a year of bloody pogroms, the Yiddish leaders led by the Rebbe Maharash revealed a secret plot against the Yidden. They likewise called upon the Yidden to recite the above-mentioned Kapitlach, and within 1 month, the evil plan fell through. In the year Tofresh Samach Vav, pogroms again began to erupt throughout Russia. The Yiddish leaders, led by the Rebbe Rashab and Reb Chaim Brisker, gathered in Petersburg, where they heard of the Tsarist government's secret plan to instigate pogroms in 116 Yiddish communities. At that time, too, they requested that the three Kapitlach be recited by Yidden everywhere, and shortly afterwards, the plan failed.